Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we cover the latest developments in U.S. immigration policy. Today's story, the Trump administration is bringing back neighborhood checks for citizenship applicants. Under a new USCIS directive, officers may now conduct on-the-ground investigations of people applying for naturalization. That means investigators may show up to interview your neighbors, your coworkers, and your employers to verify whether you meet the requirements such as good moral character, attachment to the Constitution, and being well-disposed to good order and happiness of the United States. USCIS is advising applicants to proactively submit testimonial letters from community members. If they don't, they could face neighborhood checks or requests for more evidence, and a refusal to comply may hurt their ability to naturalize. This is yet another policy that marks a major shift. Since 1991, the government has waived neighborhood investigations, relying instead on FBI background and criminal checks. The Trump administration has now ended that waiver, part of its broader campaign to tighten access to legal immigration benefits. USCIS Director Joe Edlow says the goal is to ensure that only the most qualified applicants are granted citizenship. But critics argue that the policy is more about intimidation than security. Former INS Commissioner Doris Messner called the neighborhood checks anachronistic and noted that they were dropped decades ago because they rarely produced useful information. And just as a personal note from me, this policy is just too invasive for me to be objective. So when we're talking about an agency that has historically suffered from significant underfunding and personnel shortages, which have only been exacerbated with the reforms of this administration, is this really the best use of resources? Will these actions actually identify those who are most qualified to become U.S. citizens? I mean, think about your own personal situation. What do your neighbors really know about you? Would they be a good resource for a government official to find out whether you possess good moral character, attachment to the Constitution, and being well disposed to the good order and happiness of the United States? What could your neighbors really say to a U.S. official investigating your background? Maybe your coworkers and employer would be able to say more, but this seems to be terribly invasive and not really productive. So the bottom line, naturalization applicants should expect more scrutiny, more paperwork, and potentially even USCIS agents knocking on doors in their communities to ask questions about them. That's all for today's Immigration Update Podcast. Stay tuned for more coverage of how these evolving policies are reshaping immigration in America.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.